Hi, we have a follow-up visit. Patient name is Diane Young, D-I-A-N-Y-O-U-N-G, Diane Young. Date of visit is September 6, 2022. Date of birth is 10-20-1949. Date of accident, 5-16-2022. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. And she reports that she's having ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 10. Pain in the left knee is also 10, and right shoulder is also 10. And she was initially involved in an automobile accident, which where she was T-bone on the driver's side, and she was a resident driver. This caused her, first of all, patient started having pain in the neck, both shoulders and lower back, in relation to both lower legs. She also underwent surgical repair. Back surgery was done. Two knee replacements were done. The replacement of the knee was done prior to the surgery. Patient is receiving oxycodone for pain management from our primary care physician. And the patient has pain in both the sacroiliac joints, neck, mid-back, lower back, and both shoulders as the main issue. The patient is being, the radiation of the pain to the legs posteriorly is in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, but is less often than before. She is also seeing a physician at the Providence Hospital for potential surgery for the thoracic region. She was initially seen at Sinai Grace Hospital for the day of accident. And she has remained in pain quite a bit, and she has a positive signs in the cervical and shoulder as well as lumbar region. MRIs are also positive. It is noticed that she has a bulging disc at C3-4, herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. And she has a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, and L4, L5. Along with this, she has a hardware from the previous surgery. And also T10 and T11, T12 and L1, she has a disc which is bulging. She's going to see a spine surgeon, Dr. Redden, at Spine Specialist of Michigan. And we'll go from there. Her knee pain, we have not done much because she already has a total knee replacement. And the implants are in a good shape. She has been provided two times injection to the supraspinatus tendon, and the epidural injection was attempted on 8/25/2022, and it was difficult to enter into her epidural canal due to the presence of several a hardware in that area. The MRIs have been discussed with the patient at a great detail, and at this time, the course is to send her to a surgeon to evaluate whether it will help her or not. So her pain level remains 10, and then ADLs are affected as 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 with general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are being affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. They percent pain is relieved with the current pain management protocol, including physical therapy, medications, home exercise. In the system review, patient reports that she is suffering from difficulty sleeping, tension, loss of balance, anxiety, and in the pain and numbness, patient suffers from shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, limited range of motions, nerve pain, neck pain, knee pain, and difficulty walking. The patient is provided with a neck brace, back brace, tense units, as well as a knee brace to help her. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach, and blood in the stool, or trouble in swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, but there is a shortness of breath. In last 30 days, there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss. And in the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, she complains of shortness of breath and denies any asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing. No changes in the pain level, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication are oxycodone. Substance abuse none. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the blood pressure, to the pain medicine regimen. The blood pressure is physical examination. The blood pressure is 153 over 78. Pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination same from the previous visit, which is dated 8/25/2020. Dictation number is 0827099. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the following medication, which is lidocaine 5% large size patch with flexeril 10 mg every 8 hours and hydroxyzine 50 mg every 8 hours, vitamin D3 2000 units with calcium and magnesium, and patient is seeking a sleeping pill. I have given 5 mg at night, and she'll continue her physical therapy. At 2 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulders, bilaterally, retraction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKinsey back program. The patient is sent for disability for work and housework replacement and transportation. Oh, your phone is here. And she's seeing Dr. Redden next week for consultation regarding possible spinal cord stimulation device and also maps were reviewed, the labs have been reviewed. Thank you.